So, how's all this going over in Fairfield, Connecticut? Here's Davis Donovan from WSHU with that part of the story.
Michael Musto owns an upscale steakhouse on the Post Road, Fairfield's de facto main street. He's been here about 4 years.
White tablecloth, elegant in appearance, but come in casual.
Musto says a lot of his regulars are GE employees. He says they like to have their after-work parties at his restaurants.
They bring in 6, 8, 10, 12 people to spend a little bit of money here, and they're always nice. Corporate money is nice in a job like mine.
Many of those corporate employees make at least six-figure salaries, and later this year they'll be leaving for Boston. Some people in Fairfield and its neighboring towns are worried, like Fairfield First Selectman Mike Tetro.
You've got a group of people that tend to eat out more, tend to probably spend more dollars per person in our shops, so that's going to impact all the way through.
GE ranks in the top 10 of the Fortune 500. The company spends up to $14 billion on goods and services provided by Connecticut companies, companies that employ everyone from limo drivers to the photographers who take pictures for staff ID badges.
They're going to be asking, what happens to our business? Do we lay people off?
Tetro says he's worried about what will happen to real estate values when the homes of GE employees headed to Boston go on the market. Some of them multi-million dollar properties in nearby parts of Fairfield County, one of the wealthiest counties in the country.
How many will be moving or laid off and have to sell their home? What's that going to do to the real estate market? And once it impacts the real estate market, I suggest that that's going to impact everybody.
GE moved to Fairfield from New York City in 1974 at a time when crime rates were rising in the city. Industry analysts say the company wanted a more stable environment. Back at the restaurant, Musto says he's worried about what will happen if other companies follow GE's lead and leave Fairfield. He doesn't want to see the town become an economic ghost town.
You know, there's a lot of good restaurants, there's a lot of good businesses, it's a clean town, it's a safe town, and I hope it's not a huge setback.
After GE leaves this summer, two of the biggest companies remaining in Fairfield will be tea maker Bigelow and firearms maker Sturm and Ruger. For Here and Now, I'm Davis Donovan in Fairfield, Connecticut.